assuming it's still a go, the Carilion Clinic Ironman 70.3 Virginia's Blue Ridge Triathlon is set for June 7th, stretching from Carvin's Cove to Buchanan to the Blue Ridge Parkway and to the Roanoke River's edge. Now, that's before the half marathon final leg. Joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me this morning in studio, we'll talk about the Ironman, his race director, Brant Burnett, and volunteer coordinator and Carilion ER doctor, Sarah Clemence. Good morning to you both. Nice to have you here.
Good morning.
All right, let's start with this. First, let's address the elephant in the room. Where does Roanoke's triathlon stand at this point? Ironman did put out a statement saying they would assess the situation with a coronavirus sped closer to June 7th. So, Brant, where do we stand?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're working with local authorities, health agencies, government officials currently. And really, it's just a day-by-day, week-by-week basis. As it stands right now, we're continuing to plan full speed ahead. We'll continue to monitor the situation, and our athletes' safety is our ultimate priority in all of our events.
Sure.
We'll continue to monitor that situation as it evolves here the next, few days and weeks. But, as of right now, planning for the event is still underway, and we're still a go for June 7th. So
they did have one canceled in Greece. Was that, and that was the government mandated shutdown, or?
Correct. And I believe that event was this weekend.
It was. Okay. Yep. Okay. So this, we'll have to play it by ear. So
yeah, exactly. And it's, we're 3 months away, so it's still a lot of time away. And, it's tough to speculate. You don't know what's happening currently. So, we'll just continue to monitor it, day by day.
Do you have other Ironman events around the country between now and June?
We do have a few, somewhere in the ballpark of 5 to 10 events or so. So again, it varies from city to city. So, everything's kind of up in the air at the moment. We're just, taking the recommendations from cities and different agencies and whatnot, and working with, CDC and the WHO and whatnot. So
are you getting a lot of emails from people who have signed up or want to sign up for these events saying, hey, what's going on?
I'm sure we are. I haven't been in contact with our athlete services team here over the last few days, but I'm sure that'll start to get an uptick if it hasn't already.
All right. Let's talk about something a little bit more pleasant. The recent National Parkway decision that allowed a 21-mile segment of the bike ride portion to go up on the Blue Ridge Parkway, which is very tough to get the parkway in. It's a national park. We had to get Congressman Bob Goodlatte involved back in the day to get on the parkway for the Blue Ridge Marathon for a tiny segment. So talk about that, Brant, and do you think the 1,200 or so positive comments that the NPS got online made a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been great working with the National Park Service, and being able to work with them for this event is been really, a great process. I think that overwhelming support from the community, and stretching from, there's those comments, there are people that submitted comments from different agencies and groups, in the cities and the region, has been just great to work with. And so, I think the National Park Service went through their process, I think it's been a good outcome. And I think it's really going to, highlight for our athletes. We try to bring unique experiences to all of our events. And so this is something that is unlike, all of our events that we do. And so being able to highlight the Blue Ridge Parkway and the National Park Service to our athletes and their families, our goal is to highlight that not only during the race, but then, throughout the year. And for them to, come back and visit, visit the Blue Ridge Parkway, visit the region here. So it's going to add a really unique level to the event.
And one thing, when they come out of Carvin's Cove, the bikers, and I'll be one of them, I signed up for it, you go north on 11?
Correct.
And then you hit 43 up to the parkway. I hear that's a bear.
Pretty
steep.
It's a 4 mile, 5 mile climb, somewhere in the ballpark of 2,500 feet of elevation gain, just in that 4 or 5 mile stretch there. We're gonna have some fun with it though. We're gonna, make it a little challenge for athletes there. Put a timing mat at the bottom, put a timing mat at the top. Do some fastest type climbs. We'll
give them some incentive.
Yeah, exactly. We'll liven it up along that climb there. And athletes have been training already, and I think they're excited. And again, that piece adds another level of uniqueness to this event.
Dr. Sarah Clemencic, you're the volunteer coordinator, and you're an ER doctor, and somehow you got roped into doing the volunteer coordinator.
Somehow.
Talk about where you're at as far as volunteers, how many you need, how many you have, and are you afraid that the lineup might be slowed down by this whole, thing about COVID-19?
Sure. Yeah, so we need about 1,500 volunteers total. Right now we sit at about 550. We've got some groups committed that are still recruiting into their volunteer pool, so that's nice. A lot of feelers out to other groups. So it's been, we've done a lot of social media spread, posters around town. There's still quite a few needs. It's great because people can sign up in groups to work together. So if you have a group at your workplace or with your friends or your gym, you can sign up and be guaranteed to be together in that slot. So there's a volunteer sign-up page on the registration page for the actual Ironman event. And then also visit Virginia's Blue Ridge /Ironman has the link to the volunteer site as well.
And I guess is Carilion staffers handling some of the more medical side of things as a title sponsor?
That's right. So they're taking that on. Dr. TK Miller is heavily involved in the Ironman medical anyways, and he happens to be one of our orthopedic surgeons, which is a great resource. So two of the other orthopedic surgeons or sports medicine doctors, Mark Kasmer and Stephen Cromer, are doing the medical piece.
Mm-hmm. And what types of things can people do as a volunteer? And can you sign up online and say, I want to be here for this X amount of time, that type of thing? And we're not only talking about the day of the triathlon, which is June 7th, correct?
Right. There's needs from June 4th through June 7th. So race day is June 7th, which is Sunday. But there's needs ahead of time. It's kind of insane how many needs there are. And it was eye-opening. So you have to do all the preparation, the packet stuffing, the packet pickup for the athletes. They have to drop all their gear off. You have to load their bikes up, things like that. So we have needs every single day. It's broken out into shifts. So there's morning, there's afternoon shift, and they're all on there. There are some groups that we have kept offline that if you're interested in signing up as a group, you can contact me and we can get you pieced out where you want to be. So it's all those things. There's the awards, there's the finish line, there's being on the bike aid stations, water aid stations. So really it's whatever you think is exciting, we can find for you.
And what's the best way to sign up if you want to sign up online?
So there's the registration page either at Visit Virginia Blue Ridge. You can go to their website, /Ironman, and then go to the link on there. Or just to the, if you Google the VBR website for the Ironman and then hit register. And at the bottom, there's where you enter the volunteer
okay.
link.
I want to ask you about the logistics because basically about 2,500 bikes. You've got to get them. Everybody's going to assemble at River's Edge Park.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to put them on buses, you can't bring tractor trailers up there, I don't think.
No.
How are you going to get them all up there? And is it going to be, are you going to stage people over X amount of days to get their bike down the River's Edge so you can get them to Carbon's Cove?
Yeah, so what we'll do is on Friday and Saturday, we'll have an optional bike check-in on Friday and then a mandatory bike check. And then if you don't do it on Friday, you'll have to do it on Saturday. We'll transport your bike up to Carbon's Cove for you. And then race day, everybody will have to jump on a bus down at River's Edge Park, and we'll shuttle you up to Carvin's Cove in the morning. So it'll be a huge logistical moving piece throughout the weekend.
Have you had other Ironmans like this where basically there is no parking or anything at the initial site, the swim?
Yeah, there's several in our North America circuit alone where we have to shuttle athletes up to transition one. In a venue that operates as split transition. So it's not uncommon, but it adds, another level of planning, logistical, aspects to the event.
All right, it's 8:52 at WFIR. We're talking about Carilion Clinic Ironman 70.3, Virginia's Blue Ridge Triathlon coming up June 7th. We have race director Brant Burnett and also volunteer coordinator and Carilion ER doctor Sarah Klemetsik with us this morning. Brant, we hear about possibly $8 million of economic impact locally during the Ironman 70.3 weekend. Who benefits when your races come to town? What type of businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. And, that estimated number is based off, a first-time event coming here. Mm-hmm. So we're not, entirely sure what to expect, but that's kind of like sure. the average. But really, there's a lot of direct and indirect spending, just from the direct spending of athletes and hotels, and they have to eat when they're here. So whether mm-hmm. they're, out at restaurants or grocery shopping, getting their food and nutrition prior to race day. And then, there's all the indirect spending of, athletes, they bring their families and they're
sure.
renting a car and they, their families want to do something while their athletes are training for 3 days prior to the race. So their athletes are going to go, visit parks and, rent kayaks and canoes. And so there's a lot of kind of trickle down spending, to that matter. So,
and a lot of this is already happening now. I mean, people signing up for pools and buying running shoes
yeah.
and joining training groups, things like that.
Yeah, and, there's, the YMCA is, hosting, practice swims. We know when the event was first announced, as coming to Roanoke, a few of the bike shops in town, their uptick in bike sales and bike gear, went through the roof. And so it's all that little spending that that'll all add up to, you know, for the region.
There's a little bit of buzz around Carilion since you guys are the title sponsor. Are a lot of people, Carilion people, getting involved in some way, shape, or form?
Oh, yeah. People are really excited at work. I get asked almost every day about this, which is great. and then we've done a lot of marketing through the internet, and they're going to be posting posters in, you know, break rooms and things like that. So, yeah, it's huge.
I'm wondering if Carilion's, maybe the orthopedic side or whatever, are they doing, going to hold any special training classes or how to stretch or how to keep your body, how to, warning about overtraining, anything like that Carilion's going to get involved with that you know about?
Weren't they doing the clinic, the wellness clinic?
Yeah, so Carilion Wellness at some of their facilities is hosting every month, you know, two-day kind of information session, and each session has a different topic that'll lead into May just before the event. And so that's all being hosted at those Carilion Wellness facilities.
What's the best way to find out? Is there a Carilion Wellness website, or just go to the Carilion website to find out? Get a link, Sarah.
I think the Carilion website would be good. Carilion Wellness probably has their own. I keep seeing it on Facebook as a Carilion-sponsored event. So if you like Carilion on Facebook, then you can see all their events.
Okay. A couple minutes left. I wanted to talk about a couple of things. There's going to be an Ironman Village and a Kids Zone. And this it's on a Sunday, June 7th, Brant, but this is really spread out over a couple of days.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Ironman Village will open up on Friday and will stretch all the way through the end of the race on Sunday. And, you know, in that Ironman Village is the athlete registration where they'll go pick up their materials for the weekend. We're going to have a beer garden in there. You know, Star Hill just signed on as one of our partners, so we're happy to have them in there as a beer garden.
And I know Sarah's been there a couple times recruiting people.
Right.
Yeah, we were there last night with the captain's meeting. You know, we'll have a bunch of local and national vendors that'll be in town. And it's all free and open to the public. So even if you're not racing, feel free to come on down.
And where is the Ironman Village?
It'll be at River's Edge Park.
River's Edge. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And so all that's free and open. Come, you know, hang out with the vendors. Our official merchandise store is there as well. And then, yeah, we'll have the Carilion Children's Iron Kids race on Friday night starting at 6. It's a 1 mile, a half mile, a toddler trot, and a diaper dash.
Oh, wow.
That all occur at...
No swimming, though.
No swimming, all at River's Edge. And that's, again, you know, it's not just athletes and their families. It's anybody in the region here that wants to come out. The kids get that same experience as their parents if they are racing, cross the same finish line, medals, T-shirts, all that. So it's a really cool, unique experience.
And I hear something about a concert Friday night at with RSO. Has that happened? Have you heard about that? Elmwood Park? Was that still coming together?
That, yeah,
okay.
I'm not sure on.
They're going to play inspirational music and all that. So, not happening? Well, I know they were talking about it. So, is this sort of a buzz that happens when you come into a city, a town for a couple of days, is sort of a buzz?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like you'll start to see, you know, once athletes start, you know, getting off the planes or driving in, there really is just an uptick in the, you know, support and, you know, everybody that's walking around downtown and everywhere in the region. You know, you'll really start to see that, like, support come out and flyers and banners start being hung. So it'll be a good weekend.
It's about another minute left or so. Brant Burnett and Sarah Komencik from the Carilion Clinic Ironman. 70.3 for Visit Virginia's Virginia's Blue Ridge Triathlon's got a long name. You still have some open slots? I heard you're getting really close to being full.
Yeah, we got about 150 slots remaining. So,
and that'll bring up to what?
It'll be about 3,000 athletes registered.
Okay. What's the best way to get registered?
So if you go to the Carilion Clinic Ironman 70.3 Virginia's Blue Ridge website, you just click that register tab and it'll list exactly how to register from there.
Quick question. If the thing does not go on, will you offer refunds?
So that's all being discussed currently. And the Ironman group will, you know, when they announce or, you know, they're figuring that out again by a day-by-day basis. So once they figure that piece out, it'll be released out to all the athletes and participants.
And last word, Sarah Komencik, talk about you still want to sign up volunteers? You want the momentum continue for that? And how do people get involved again?
So if you head to the same website Brant mentioned, go to the same register tab, all the way at the bottom, there's a volunteer section there. If you need to email, it's virginia70.3vol@ironman.com.
And the best website?
So you can go to our ironman.com, Virginia's Blue Ridge, or you can also visit the VBR/Ironman website as well.
Brant Burnett and Sarah Komencik from the Carilion Clinic Ironman 70.3 Virginia's Blue Ridge Triathlon set for June 7th. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you, guys.